Hello and welcome to the Brawl News, your podcast for all the latest tips, tricks, and insights about Brawl Stars. I'm your host, Xander, and today, oh my goodness, we were just dropped a bombshell. Like, this is crazy news. Like, I can't believe it. After, like, how long they're changing this. And I'm gonna go through my honest opinion of this, which is, I'll talk about it later what it is. But basically, big changes. So, let's just get into it. Hope you guys enjoy this episode. I also have a soccer game later, so wish me luck. And anyways, yeah, let's get into the episode. Alright, so getting into the video or episode, as you probably know by the title, we're talking about how Brawl Pass is getting reworked majorly. And I'm gonna go over what my opinion is on that. Everything about how the chromatic rarity is gone. No more chromatics. Thank goodness. Took them long enough. But, so, first we'll go over the Brawl Pass. So, Brawl Pass, we've had it ongoing for 3 or 4 years now. 4 years. Almost 3.5. Which is a really long time. And it's been that way. It's costed gems. And what they've done is you can't buy the Brawl Pass for gems anymore. And before you go and grab your pitchforks like I did when I was watching the video, Kairos's, I would suggest waiting because, this is actually decent. So, I didn't like full on take notes, but basically what they did is now you're not getting gems. You're not getting the Brawl Pass with gems. You buy it with real money, and there is either the normal tier, which I think is $7 or like $6, and then the Brawl Pass Plus is $9. And before, this seems like it's gonna be one of those Clash Royale updates where they basically remove getting stuff for free. Sorry for all the noise. I don't think it's gonna turn out like Clash Royale or just pay to win, because Brawl Stars is a skill game. I apologize for the bad recording quality. I try my best. I can't always, but what they have done is, so the like Brawl Pass is like the normal one. You unlock the 70 tiers, and the Brawl Pass will be every one month, but they'll only do big updates every second month. So that means 12 Brawl Passes a year. So it kind of seems like you're not going to get Brawl Pass every time. I don't think you would. I don't know if I will, because that's adding up to $120 a year just on Brawl Pass, and that's American, and I'm Canadian, so that's like $150. You get the point. It's going to be really expensive if you are always buying Brawl Pass, so I don't think this is the best change. And also the bonus rewards, they're going to reward you with a star drop. So I don't know how I feel about this. I think it's actually kind of good. I don't even know. Like, the boxes removal, it's good, but, like, it's questionable. So, like I was saying, star drops at the end, they're removing the hard quests where it's, like, win 8 battles. They're changing them to the 250 quests used to be, except they give you 500 credits, or tokens, sorry. This is great. This is awesome. So, I don't know what they're gonna do. We don't know, but what they'll do about daily quests, if they'll change it, because they're giving so much from normal quests. So now you're going to be getting the most progression from your normal season quests. So that's good to know, that you don't have to be logging on every day to do your dailies if you want to get the best, if you want to unlock all the TAs. And so that means you can spend all your gems on like whatever you want, but not really like anything. Like I was saying, I'm trying to remember what I was saying. I just had to pause the recording because my brother just came into the room from a sleepover. Either way, I'll change topics now. We're probably fine. I don't think I missed anything. I might have. I'm sorry. Anyways, like I was saying, this is a big bombshell. Like, removing Brawl Pass? Seriously? I'm in disbelief. Like, reworking it? That's kind of crazy. Like, it's a risky move. It's a really risky move. Also, they're going to be early accessing things. Also, what they have done is, I'm going to quickly look at the screenshot I took. Basically, what they have done, this is kind of wild. They've reworked the chromatics right into different rarities. So, the epic brawlers are going to be Pearl, Mandy, Maisie, Sam, Lola, Ash, Belle, Gale, and Colette. The mythics are going to be Lou, Ruffs, Buzz, Fang, Janet, Otis, RT, Charlie, Eve, Buster. And then the two legendaries are going to be Cordelius and Surge. And Surge is pretty cool, but I don't think he's deserving of being a legendary. If I was to give a legendary, I'd give it to someone like, I don't know, Fang. He's pretty unique. Or like, I don't know. I just don't think he's deserving of it, right? But either way, you get the point. That's what they've done. I don't really feel like talking too much anymore. That's kind of like the quick summary of it. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see y'all in the next one.